This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden both made stops in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania on Monday, showing two entirely different campaign styles. Mr. Biden was not expected to make campaign appearances on Monday, but showed up unexpectedly in the city of Chester near Philadelphia to meet with a few campaign volunteers and reporters. Pennsylvania is a crucial state for U.S. presidential candidates, carrying a big chunk of electoral college votes that can make or break a run for the presidency. While Biden wore a mask and kept his appearance low-key, President Trump addressed boisterous rallies in a series of three appearances in the state. He told his audience in Allentown, Pennsylvania, that "We win Pennsylvania, we win the whole thing." More than 60 million Americans have already cast ballots ahead of the November 3rd election. It's going by a record-breaking pace that could lead to the highest U.S. voter turnout by percentage in more than a century. Surging coronavirus cases in many parts of the country have dominated the campaign, along with news of a COVID-19 outbreak within Vice President Mike Pence's staff. Multiple members of his senior staff tested positive for coronavirus over the weekend, although Pence's staff said the vice president himself is still testing negative for the virus. The World Health Organization Monday once again warned nations against politicizing the pandemic. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that has led to confusion and disrespect for science and made the pandemic worse. At a briefing Monday, he said last week had the highest number of COVID-19 cases reported since the pandemic began, and a recent rise in hospitalizations has filled intensive care units in Europe and in America. Tedros said countries that have followed science have suppressed the virus and minimized deaths.